Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live, our big Wednesday show. This time it's an Ash Wednesday show. Our good friend Rose Sweet is with us this hour. Rose, thank you for being with us.
I love being here today on Valentine's Day.
You are the person to have here on Valentine's Day. But it's a funny day because it's Valentine's Day and it's Ash Wednesday. Someone told me online, actually, 1946 was the last time that that happened. So,
wow.
Yep. And we've covered a lot of ground with Father Hugh in the first hour, having to do with penance, having to do with Ash Wednesday and all of that. So, there is something that's kind of cool about having these 2 days together there, because as you were saying to me earlier today, our entire faith is a romance in many ways.
Our religion, the Catholic religion, is a religion of desire, of God's great desire for us. It's a religion of passion. I mean, look at the passion of the Christ. So what does that really mean? It means the bridegroom went to the cross, to the death. He emptied himself. He gave himself for his bride. That's romantic with a capital R.
Mm-hmm.
And so our whole faith is about losing our love and having him come to pursue us and take us back home again. That's a story of salvation. Every fairy tale that has that as its base is gospel oriented. I love this stuff. I'm going to share something cool with you today too.
Well, so. Our topic is the seven stages of divine intimacy. But you set the stage there with a comment that I need to dig in a little more with you. If you'd like to talk with Rose, by the way, about romance, whether it's on the individual level or on the cosmic scale of God's romance with his people, give us a call, 888-318-7884, 888-31-TRUTH. What do you mean, Rose, when you say our faith, the Catholic faith, is a religion of desire?
You know, all of us are looking for happiness. And in today's culture, when we say the word desire, we think of sexual desire. It's like, oh, we can't say that word. But no, desire at the deepest level, the hunger we have for purpose and joy and happiness, the hunger we have for heaven, the hunger we have for God, is a reflection and a response of God's initial hunger for us. He longs for us. And, you know, when my relationships failed, I went through divorce and I was screwing up all my romantic relationships. And the Lord led me deep into scripture about this beautiful spousal analogy where in the Old Testament, God gives us a picture of his love for us, where he is husband
mm-hmm.
to Israel.
Yes.
And she's the unfaithful bride.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that my eyes were open and I go, yes. And then we have the Song of Songs and then we have Jesus comes as the bridegroom. We have heaven as the eternal wedding feast. So scripture begins and ends with marriage and has marriage all throughout. And the saints have called this, or the church has called this, the mystical marriage, where God proposes eternal marriage with each human soul. And he woos us and he longs for us and he waits for us and he watches for us.
Mm-hmm.
And like the virgins in scripture waiting with their lamps for the bridegroom to come at night, he will come and he will take us home. I'm getting myself all goosebumpy. I mean, it's the most romantic thing ever that the God of the universe desires you, Si.
Yeah.
He wants you. He desires you mm-hmm. with such great intensity. That's our faith. And all the doctrines and all the dogmas and all the apologetics that we have are to help us see that divine romance.
888-318-7884, the number, 888-31-TRUTH, if you'd like to talk with Rose Sweet. Rose is a I don't know if world renowned. I was going to say world renowned, but a widely renowned speaker on these topics, and also the author of several books, including Healing the Divorced Heart, a devotional, Rebuilding After Divorce, How to Make Your House a Home Again. And she created the DVD series. It was called The Catholic's Divorce Survival Guide, but is it a different title now?
No, it's called Surviving Divorce.
Surviving Divorce, which is widely used in Catholic parishes, Catholic ministries all around the country.
Right. And I have new books in the works on this very topic that we're talking about today. It's from my talks on an adventure into the interior life. And our interior life is going deep and exploring that wild, passionate romance between the soul and God.
So you chose for a title for our show today, The Seven Stages of Divine Intimacy. What does that mean? What is that referring to?
Okay, so here I am. I've screwed up all my relationships. I'm realizing I'm at fault. Like Father was saying, you know, I had to look at my own sinfulness. And through grace, I desired to move past that and to find the truth. So I was, you know, reading in scripture, there's like 26 different places from beginning to end where this spousal analogy is brought up. And I thought, okay, God wants me. He woos me like a husband woos a bride. And I have been unfaithful to him. So then I thought, I wonder where I am in this marriage with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was pretty low down on the totem pole, but I wanted to advance. And so I began to think, and I remember I went to bed one night years ago, and I woke up about 4 a.m. and I had these 7 words running through my head. And so as a writer, you know, you have paper and pen by your bedside. So I stumble through the dark and I like, okay, I wrote the words down. I'll look at them in the morning. So in the morning, I read them, and they were the 7 stages that every romance progresses through or is meant to progress through. And I realized I was stuck. And then I realized most of us are stuck, and we have never gone to the fullness of our faith and the fullness of intimacy with God that He so desires for us. So you want to know what they are?
I'm dying. Yeah, I want to know, Rose. The 7 stages of divine intimacy.
Okay, so this is, we're going to talk about just an earthly romance. You can think about Missy, your wife, and when you first met her. But as you think about these things, realize that they're the same. They're an icon of how God loves us. Okay.
Can I just tell you something?
Yes.
There's no passion at all when my wife and I met, because we were met in fourth grade. And
fourth grade passion is real. You exchange
us,
Valentines. You trip each other. You pull pigtails.
Yeah, none of that happened. But no, later we developed an interest in one another. But fourth grade, no, not a thing.
Okay, so think about this: the very first stage of that romance began with an invitation. That's the first stage.
Okay.
So somebody invites the other into this potential beautiful relationship invitation, and when the other one says yes, then it goes to the next stage, which is preparation. So let's say you invited Missy out on a date. She accepted the invitation. And now in preparation, she wants to be as beautiful as she can for you. She tries to lose 20 pounds in 3 days. She gets a new outfit. She gets her hair done because she just wants to present herself the most beautiful that she can, right? And what do you get ready for the date? What do?
To get ready for the date?
You probably wash your car, right?
I probably brush my teeth.
See?
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. I got myself all dolled up.
Okay, yeah, so invitation,
right. Mm-hmm.
Preparation,
right,
and then the next stage is communication. Now you're on the date, and you begin to reveal to each other who you are, verbally and non-verbally,
right?
And you ask questions, and you're probing. You know, who is this person?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful time. That's courtship. Now that's courtship, whatever you want to call it, and there is a difference, but that's another show.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship shifts right after that. It either ends or it goes into the next stage, which is the marital stage.
Oh.
So communication goes along until one communicates to the other, I want you, all of you, for the rest of my life. Good and bad, rich and poor, all that. And when the other one responds, then you present yourself. Presentation, that's the fourth stage. You present yourself before God at the altar as good Catholics do,
mm-hmm.
and you present yourselves freely, fully, faithfully, and fruitfully
mm-hmm.
till death do you part. So invitation, preparation, communication. And then the shift is presentation. And then the next stage is consummation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, in the honeymoon suite, you now say your wedding vows with your bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So preparation, communication, invitation, preparation, communication, presentation, consummation, generation. New life comes from that encounter. New life comes from the bride opening freely to receive all of her husband. And there's, even if it's the right time of the month, maybe there will be new human life.
Yes.
But there's a newness and there's a unity.
Right. Because even if a child is not generated, but the marriage is generated.
Yes.
It continues to be regenerated.
Yes.
And becomes something new and
yes.
more over
yes.
the years. And yeah, okay.
Yes,
I gotcha.
New life, new blossoms right. on that beautiful tree mm-hmm. of marriage, right? The last stage is transformation. And that's the long haul of husband and wife learning to get each other to heaven. The long mm-hmm. haul of having your selfish edges, you know, chipped away and learning how to authentically love even when there is no feeling of love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's authentic marriage. Now, here's a sad thing. Most of us, we accept the invitation because it's not a promise, but it's full of promise.
Okay.
And then we prepare ourselves and we get all dolled up or whatever, and then we communicate all day long, communication. We enjoy that part.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just keep recycling that because nobody wants to give themselves completely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so we even jump into the, you know, maybe on the second or third date, people are, or sooner, we're jumping into consummation, but we're not consummating anything.
No, that's right. It's kind of like there's entertainment, but not consummation. This is a form of, because if you haven't given yourself fully, what's being consummated? Nothing. It's an
right.
empty consummation.
Right. So it's actually, the marital act is a lie. If you haven't yeah. given yourselves totally in every other area, then to try to do that, there's a disconnect. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's a tearing apart, and it wounds us. So most people stay stuck in that. Even when people get married...
Oh, that's a wonderful point, Rose.
They don't completely right. surrender themselves.
To the marriage.
Yes, yeah, to the right. other person.
Yeah, right.
There's always something, and I always say it's a form of mental, emotional, spiritual contraception.
Mm-hmm.
There's a protective shield on the heart so that we won't get used or hurt. And a lot of people sometimes, even when they get married, they leave divorce as an option. So that they can have a quick escape if things get too uncomfortable.
Right.
That's not marriage.
No, right. And it's not generative. Because, like you
it's
said.
Sterile.
Yeah, the thing that needs to happen won't happen.
So guess what? When there's no life, what do you have?
Death.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have to take a break, though.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Rose.
Okay, let's go.
Right on the good stuff, and we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more on this Valentine's Day and this Ash Wednesday. We examine seven stages of divine intimacy. Rose is using the analogy of human intimacy. We'll talk more about divine intimacy when we come back on Catholic Answers Live.
This is Archbishop Paul Coakley, the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City, and you're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Howdy folks, this is Jimmy Akin, and I'm here to tell you about the 20 Answers Challenge. Here's how it works. When you purchase the sampler of all 26 books in the 20 Answers series, we're going to knock 60% off the price. Then you can challenge yourself to finish them all this Lent and Easter season. And this year, to make it easier, we're offering free shipping on the sampler if you live in the continental United States. That's 60% off, free shipping, and over 500 answers to questions you've had about the Catholic faith. Join us this Lent and Easter to take the 20 Answers Challenge, and together we can be part of something great. Call 1-888-291-8000 or visit the shop at Catholic.com now to get your set and begin taking the 20 Answers Challenge today.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Wouldn't it be great to have a book to give to anyone to explain exactly why Catholics believe what we believe? The good news is that now there is. Why We're Catholic is the groundbreaking resource by apologist Trent Horn. That one book you can hand to anyone as a starting point for helping them find their way into, or back to, the practice of the Catholic faith. This Lent, plant seeds of faith in the hearts and minds of your non-Catholic friends and family. Order your copies of Why We're Catholic today. You can order your copies of Why We're Catholic by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Rose Sweet is our guest, and we're talking about love, which is appropriate to both levels of this day. One being it's the beginning of Lent, which is the preparation to be freed. I suppose a way to think about Lent is it's a practice that's supposed to free us to love more fully, that we deny ourselves because we need to get away from sensual pleasures and I don't just mean sexual pleasures, but I mean anything of the senses so that we can be free to give ourselves to other people, give ourselves to God more fully.
That's – yeah, and you and Father, you talked about that on the first hour. It's not that pleasures are bad. It's that they can get in the way and kind of blind us from seeing the greater pleasures that God has for us. And
right.
So we're saying, let's just scoot those away for now so that I can really focus on you. And, you know, Cy, that's what I did when I began to take an inventory of my life. And I realized I'd really failed to respond to God in the way he wanted me to, like a bride, mm-hmm. and to give myself completely to him. And when I was convicted of my sinfulness and my pride and all that, I went into a period of Lent where you're mourning, you see the man who loves you, you see the one who loves you, and you go, man, I have been blowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you reflect and you push everything away so that you can think about, how do I want to move forward? How do I want to walk rightly into this? How can I make myself worthy of this beautiful gift that is being offered to me?
Yeah.
And that's really what Lent is. There's a romantic thing to Lent, too.
It is, right. And it's also Valentine's Day. So
exactly.
Another reason to talk about the romance of our faith. So we're talking about the seven stages of divine intimacy. And if you are maybe facing, you feel like maybe you're stuck in your romance with God, this would be a perfect time to call, talk with Rose about where you might be stuck in that romance with God, 888-318-7884. Maybe it's a more human romance that you are stuck in. You know, Rose happens to be an expert on that, 888-318-7884. The seven stages of intimacy, you said the one where everything changes is marriage, and that's the case when we've given our life to another. That's different than anything else that we do in life,
right? But it has to be complete and total, nothing held back. That's what makes it unique. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the things that makes it unique and set apart. And I realize in my life I had dated God.
I never thought of it that way. Yeah. You dated, but
I enjoyed being a Catholic. I liked going to Mass and the smells and the bells, and I knew the Ten Commandments, and I knew God would bless me if I asked him for things that I really wanted. But I never went to the bridal chamber with him. I never said yes fully. I never surrendered myself, because guess what? Especially as women, and I'm sure you know this too, as a man, we're afraid to come naked and unashamed to someone that we don't trust.
So you're saying you didn't trust God?
I didn't trust God.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a shock for me to say that to myself, and then mm-hmm. just find myself saying it out loud. I knew him. I knew about him. I knew he was good. But did he really see me?
Yeah.
Did he know me and love me?
Yes, right.
And I wasn't so sure.
Uh-huh.
So that was, you know, I had to dig deeper into my faith and into Scripture and find out what God really says to me and allow Him to woo me more fully into his embrace.
You know, we do, in a kind of using that human analogy, we see people putting off marriage later and later now. You get a sense they're afraid to do it. They're afraid to make that commitment.
Okay, and why do you, they are, why do you think?
I think they've seen their parents or their friends and neighbors' parents divorced. I think they've seen an awful lot of hurt in that regard, and they have seen a lot of media. I think they have an idealized view of what marriage should be instead of marriage involving actually having to do a lot of work. They think it's either I get it right at the beginning or it's not going to be. They have a romantic view in a false kind of romance. Like,
right.
It's got to be the one. Well, if maybe earlier generations were taught, it's got to be someone who's right for you. But then you work. That's
right.
How the person becomes the one.
Right.
Is you work for
That's
years
exactly
and years and years.
Right. That's
and they
exactly
don't know
right.
that. They don't know that. They're afraid to make a commitment because they think, I'm waiting for the one. And they don't know that's not how you do it. That's not how it works.
Well, that's why we who are older need to say the very words that you just said. We need to say that to our children wherever we can. Now, will they listen to us? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But we need to say that. Exactly what you're saying.
We got some calls. You want to? Are you ready to take calls?
I am. But remember, I do have one last little surprise. So before we go today, I want to share that part. But let's dive in.
All right. Julie in Abita Springs, Louisiana, listening on EWTN online. You're on with Rose. Sweet Julie, your question, please. Julie, I'm sorry. Julie, are you there now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Julie. You are on with Rose Sweet.
Hi, Julie.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Rose, I listened to you, or at least portion of your talk with maybe Teresa Tamio last week. I forget now who. But
yes.
At that time, you were talking about programs in the Catholic Church for helping divorcees.
Yes.
And my husband just left me before New Year's.
Mm.
And I went online and I started looking for something in the Catholic Church, and I forget now the name of it, but they listed a program, but there wasn't one within 100 miles of here.
Mm.
And I did go to my pastor, but like you said, he didn't have a clue. Not all of them, but this one didn't. And so then I did find one in a Lutheran church, which is a very nice program, but it's made up of several Catholics. And every now and then we get some side remarks about, you know, Catholicism.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I find that sort of uncomfortable. So I was wondering if you could give me some more information about the Catholic program that you said you were familiar with.
Julie, is the program that you're attending in the Protestant church called Divorce Care?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay. I started using Divorce Care 20 years ago because there was nothing in the Catholic church. And I got the permission of my pastor. But I also was tired of the, it's a beautiful program. It's Christ-centered, but it doesn't have the fullness of our Catholic faith and the sacramental life and the healing that comes from that. So the program that I developed called Surviving Divorce is structured just like the Divorce Care program, only it's Catholic, and we have priests on there, and it's beautiful. Anyway, go to CatholicsDivorce.com, Catholics with an S, CatholicsDivorce, all one word, .com, and you'll find more information there. And then email me after the show later this week or whatever, and if I can help you at your local parish get set up, I will be happy to do that.
Okay, Julie?
Well, one thing my pastor said was that, you know, that, well, there's an opportunity for you. You can start a group. I'm really not in a position right now that I want to start a group. I want a group. You know, I'm just too broken and upset.
Yeah.
No. This is new for you. And by the way, Julie, I'm going to add you to my prayer list. And I'm here. Email me or call anytime.
Thanks, Julie. Okay. Thanks very, very much for that call. We are talking about the seven stages of divine intimacy with Rose Sweet. And as we, many of us are stuck on one stage or another. I wonder, some of these may in fact actually be a cycle too, where I moved back. Now I got to work my way back up. Because God's a relationship or the relationship God wants with us is a romantic relationship, essentially. It's a fully nuptial relationship. it is analogous to what we do in our personal relationships, our marriages.
Okay, you're right. Let's flip that and say, I just want to be careful. It's not that God, our relationship with God is like marriage, but marriage, let's flip it around. Marriage is more of an icon and a glimmer of the great mystery of our relationship with Him. So, and marriage is the icon that points us to that. And you're right. Some people forget and wander off from God, and He re-extends the invitation. Maybe there's a time in your life where you accepted His invitation and you went back into preparation and communicated with Him, but then you got seduced away by something else.
Yes.
He'll keep inviting you.
God is good. It is Ash Wednesday. It's also Valentine's Day, first time that's happened since 1946. And so we're talking about love today with Rose Sweet, an expert on love and on recovering from those things that we do that separate us from love in our romantic life and in our spiritual life. We'll be right back with Rose after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live.
Do you subscribe to Catholic Answers Magazine? We hope, but if not, right now we've got a deal that you're going to love. We've reduced the price and thrown in a free digital subscription when you subscribe. That's right, subscriptions to Catholic Answers Magazine just got cheaper, $10 less on one-year subscriptions and $20 less on two-year subscriptions. And right now, when you purchase a subscription, you get a subscription to the digital edition added to your order for free. With a deal like that, it's the perfect gift for friends, family members, seminarians, your priest, even yourself. When you get right down to it, what other gift has the potential to touch hearts and reap eternal rewards? Log on today to CatholicAnswersMagazine.com and sign up yourself, your friends, and your family for a magazine that is bound to make a difference in their lives and the lives of those they meet. Share the faith. Defend the faith. Catholic Answers Magazine from Catholic Answers, the most trusted name in Catholic apologetics.
Why did God employ prophets in Scripture? How can we interpret symbolic biblical prophecies and recognize their fulfillment? What about prophecies from Jesus and Revelation that foretell persecution, calamity, and the end of the world? In 20 Answers Bible Prophecy, you'll find smart, solid answers to these questions and many more. Cutting through the confusion and presenting the basic scope of scriptural prophecy in a way that anyone can understand. 20 Answers Bible Prophecy is part of the 20 Answers series from Catholic Answers, offering hard facts, powerful arguments, and clear explanations of the most important topics facing the Church and the world, all in a compact, easy-to-read package. Visit shop.catholic.com today and take a look at this exciting series from Catholic Answers Press.
EWTN, communicating the faith.
I had to go through fear and thank God that I overcame the fear and I just left it up to God. And now there's no more fear. There's just acceptance. And I'm just learning to listen. If you want to be closer to God, you just need to keep following His rules. And your application, your radio station has helped me to always be positive and continue to listen to the rules and obey.
EWTN, live truth, live Catholic.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Rose Sweet is our guest. Rose, well-renowned speaker on all things relationship, also the author of Healing the Divorced Heart, a devotional, Rebuilding After Divorce, How to Make Your House a Home Again. New books coming out too, right? Or are we not talking about that?
No, I'm excited about them. I have a series of books coming out, and they're about an adventure into the interior life. And we'll be talking about happiness and romance and relationship and suffering, because that's part of this marital relationship. The last stage in transformation, that's where a lot of suffering comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, suffering, raise your hand if you ever suffered in your marriage. Honey, I'm not saying anything about our marriage.
Yeah, right. I mean,
That's what brings about, that's what forges virtue and trust between the spouses.
Amen. And right. And I just keep going back to that. So many of these things apply both to our marriage, because it's an analogy for the divine right. relationship, and to the right. divine relationship. They right. were. So I guess the question for the listener is, have you surrendered into, are you married to God, or are you still just dating?
Right.
Are you still
right.
just maybe just communicating and visiting, but you haven't. It's also true that, or we need to ask ourselves the question, in our marriages, have we surrendered in our marriage? Are we truly married to this other person, or are we still reserved a bit? There are still possibilities, outs, options for getting out, even if those are just, if this was mine for a while, Rose, mm-hmm. my out when my wife and I were young was being incommunicative.
Oh,
just, isn't that cold and mean? But we have our outs, and then you do have to learn. Stop it.
Yeah,
You're in this marriage, or you're not.
And it's worth it. It's worth it to
be
stick
in.
To be in.
We haven't really talked about the words mystical marriage, which is actually, those are very, very important words in the Catholic faith.
Yes, and we have examples from some great saints who wrote about the mystical marriage, this union of the soul with God, and St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross. You know, this imagery sometimes might rub a man kind of weird. What, I'm the bride of Christ, you know? But no, your heart should be like a bride,
mm-hmm.
open and receptive to God's penetrating divine life and love, so he can fill you and impregnate you in that analogy, so that you can bear that love out to the world. So St. John of the Cross talked about the mystical marriage. St. Teresa of Avila, St. Catherine of Siena, she actually had the Blessed Virgin appear to her, and the child Jesus gave her a wedding ring. This
wow.
imagery is so beautiful. St. Rose of Lima. And there's a lot. Just Google Catholic mystical marriage saints, and lots of beautiful, beautiful testimonies from those who made their whole life a Lent. In other words, that they consciously pushed away all the beautiful gifts that God has given us in the food and wine and drink and all this, to really focus on him and to open up as much as they could and receive him, so that they could experience that mystical union with him on earth.
Indeed. 888-318-7884, our number. 888-318-7884. We are talking about the seven stages of divine intimacy with Rose Sweet. What's holding you back? What's holding you back from receiving all the gifts that God wants to give you?
You know, I have a question for the listeners too. Is this is a program about the Catholic faith and the fullness that it has, it, like a big treasure chest of gifts that not there are a lot of gifts in other Christian faiths
mm-hmm.
or denominations, but we have the fullness. We have the full package. What is holding, and this is what your show is about all the time, what is holding the non-Catholics back from saying a complete and total yes,
yes.
I want all the gifts.
Right.
Oh, I have to, can I just tell you this?
Sure.
So this last weekend, I'm at this Catholic event, and we have adoration, and all the lights are out, and this big, beautiful monstrance, and Jesus is present in the monstrance. And just these lights shining on him, and the priest is in his beautiful vestments, and he's like the incense, and the room is filled with incense, and the wisps of smokes are going up around Jesus, and it was so beautiful. And there's this guy in the very front row who was a Protestant. He'd never experienced anything like that. It was so mystical, and all of a sudden the room all broke out chanting in this beautiful multi-voice, Jesus, Jesus. The longing, the desire for Christ was palpable.
Yes.
The next morning he stood up, after breakfast, and he goes, whatever that was last night, that was Jesus. I want it. I want it.
God bless him.
He goes, I'm hungry. I want Jesus in the Eucharist. I want all of it. I want all of it. I don't just want any, just some of it.
Right.
And we were like, yay, praise God.
And how many Catholics would we hope would have that experience?
Well,
how many Catholics would we hope would have?
I was right. one of those.
Yeah, me too.
Sitting in the pew, mm-hmm. singing Kumbaya,
and dating God, not committing, not
no total surrender. because right. I was afraid of letting go of what I was hanging on to.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think his gifts would be better than what I was hanging on to.
It's strange. It's a paradox, though, and I want to ask you about this, the paradox of it. Again, the number 888-318-7884, if you'd like to talk with Rose. But the more we leave these outs for ourselves, the more we keep it at a dating relationship, in many ways, the more the difficulties persist. That is, like, you can't move past certain things if you're just at the dating level, or if you've decided, well, you know, who Father Sebastian Walsh was on earlier in the week, and he said, you know, there's this tendency to think, well, I'll live a pretty good life. I won't be on the top, in the top choir at heaven. I'll just be, you know, average person, but I'll be in heaven. So I'll live a pretty good life now. And he says, that's so below your dignity, really. I mean, he didn't use those words, but that you're called to so much more than that. And you not only then miss out on what's the highest offering in heaven, but you're missing out on this life. You're missing out now. And I think in marriage, that's the case as well, that it's not just like, I mean, you talk about transformation being the stage where we're helping one another towards heaven, but marriage itself becomes more bearable and more joyful and more full when we have surrendered the idea that we have to have it our way, I guess, when we have to resist being married to this person.
That's right. And you've hit a very important point. Not only do we deprive ourselves of the deepest joys on the spiritual level, we risk losing it out for all eternity, because Jesus says,
yeah.
You called me Lord, Lord. You called me honey, honey. You
yeah.
called me wifey, husband.
Yeah.
But guess what? Ta-ta, forever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, not that we live in fear. We live, but that's a reality. If we take that low, oh, I'm just going to skate through this marriage. I'm going to show up every night after work. I'm not going to cheat with my secretary. I won't gamble and I won't hit her.
Yeah.
I'm a good husband.
Yeah.
But that's
not marriage.
No, that's not marriage. That's being roommates.
Yeah.
And it's really using the other person. And using is not loving.
No, you know the name of Matt Frad's new podcast?
No, no.
Use things, love people.
Yeah, no, I love it.
That's a good
one. If we could, we should make our kids right. memorize that.
Are you dating Jesus? Are you dating the Lord? But you need to go a bit deeper. Give us a call, 888-318-7884, as we begin Lent, as we begin this strange season of Lent, which is the season meant to increase our joy, to fill us with the joy of the resurrection of Jesus. And yet, it is a time of self-denial and, in some cases, suffering. Well, I suppose that's all explained when we think of this as a romance, and as the fact that relationships are not without suffering. They require suffering to grow and to become more fruitful. Let's go. We have Mary in Oregon who's listening on Modern Day Radio. Mary, your question for Rose Sweet. Mary, are you there? What happened, Mary? Did I drop her? Nope, we're having that's actually a
Hello?
Phone problem because I can hear her there.
Hear.
Oh, there you are. Mary, you are on with Rose Sweet.
Hi. My question is, I was just listening a while ago, and I did something that you just mentioned really touched me, which you said you dated the Lord for a while and then you didn't enter the bridal chamber. I feel like that's so apt to me, because about 10 years ago, I felt like I was so close in my spiritual life with God, and I was so nicely walking with Him and just on the peak of my spiritual life, and then God was calling me to enter the convent, and I kept walking with Him, but I had this fear of getting into this commitment, and finally something happened and I did not, and I'm at it now with children. But when I get into deep spiritual prayer with God, I kind of regret not giving myself fully to Him. There's something missing is what I feel. I just want to know how, and not that this was not His calling either, because God's given me a wonderful family, but that love that God alone can give is kind of seems like, why didn't I give myself fully to Him? That kind of comes into my life sometimes when I'm you know, occasionally, how do I help myself spiritually when that happens?
Mary, God bless you. Well, you know, look to our Blessed Mother. You're named after her. Mary totally surrendered herself to the Lord. And so ask her intercession in this journey that you have. And remember, you don't have to be a religious to be totally surrendered to the Lord. You can have one child, two child. You can be married, divorced, separated. You can be any state in the human state. And recognize God, acknowledge Him, and ask for the graces to open up more to Him. Don't, like Father Hugh said in the hour before, regret, constant beating ourselves up with regret of the past is sometimes from the devil. And we need to capture those thoughts and say, Lord, thank you for where I am today. I desire to go deeper with you, and I don't know how to get there. And like a little child lifts her arms to daddy. And here's another beautiful analogy God gave us, child, parent. Let our Lord do the work. You don't have to work to get yourself deeper with the Lord. You just say yes to his invitation. And you respond to him and lift your arms and say, help me, Lord, draw me nearer to you. And just be faithful to that and take a deep breath and relax. And he will be faithful to that. I think the fact that you desire to be closer to him is a good, good thing. So keep it up.
Mary, how's that strike?
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, thank you. I think that's helpful. You know, sometimes it's hard when you think of his love. It's so much that what we do today is not enough.
Mary, and this is what helped me too, is then you can get on the roller coaster of trying to, you know, earn his approval and his love. Go to scripture and just read about God's love for you. Go read some of the beautiful passages of his deep joy and desire for you. And I think that helped me. Maybe it'll help you.
Mary, we have to go to a break. Thank you very, very much for that call. It's a striking image. Are you just dating God or are you married? Have you gone all the way in your commitment, your full surrender to God? We'll a whole bunch of calls on the line now. We'll get to those when we come back with Rose Sweet on Catholic Answers Live right after this.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live.
Homeschool Connections, an online provider of courses for your Catholic homeschool, is a sponsor of Catholic Answers Live. Homeschool Connections website is homeschoolconnections.com.
Hi, this is Tim Staples, and I'm challenging you to take the 20 Answers Challenge. Here's how the challenge works. When you purchase the sampler of all 26 books in the 20 Answers series, we're going to knock 60% off the price, and we're challenging you to finish them all this Lent and Easter season. And this year, to make it easier, we're offering free shipping on the sampler if you live in the continental United States. That's 60% off free shipping and over 500 answers to questions you have about the Catholic faith. Join us this Lent and Easter to take the 20 Answers Challenge, and together we can be part of something great. Call 1-888-291-8000 or visit the shop at Catholic.com now to get your set and begin taking the 20 Answers Challenge today.
We struggle with sin. We're distracted in prayer. We find it hard to be loving and easy to be selfish. Thankfully, the Church has given us Lent, the perfect time for reform, of reconversion to God and His will for us. The saints of the Counter-Reformation faced greater obstacles than these, yet they each found the grace to persevere during a tumultuous time in the Church. How can we do the same? Reform yourself is a good place to start. We all need to reform our souls. This Lent, let the saints who reformed the Church show you how. Order your copy of Reform Yourself today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Our very good friend Rose Sweet is here with us. You should have Rose Sweet come out and do a parish mission at your church. Where do they find you? RoseSuite.com?
RoseSuite.com.
That works. There wasn't a lot of competition for RoseSuite.com?
No, thank God. I snagged it really early on.
Oh, did you? One of those? Yeah. That's what Carl Keating did here with Catholic.com.
Yeah, yeah. That's a huge one.
I know. But I think it was like in the 80s or something.
Right.
Like
when the internet first came out.
Right. Carl heard about it. We spoke a little bit about calling people to the sacramental life and the joy that the Eucharist is actual physical intimacy with Jesus.
Okay. Listen to this.
Yes.
This is mind blowing. Okay. This has always been the case, but okay. So if God wants to woo us and draw us to himself in this mystical marriage, in this mystical union of hearts, right? And if this is the source and summit of our faith is Jesus in the Eucharist and the Mass, okay, these seven stages are in the liturgy. Okay, because what is the Mass? It's a sacrifice, right?
Right.
But who is sacrificing? For whom?
Okay, Jesus.
The bridegroom
okay.
is giving his body, giving his life. He's emptying himself out completely to save her, for his bride, for yeah. us. There's that beautiful romance. Okay, so the Mass is divided into two parts, the liturgy of the Word
uh-huh.
and the liturgy of the Eucharist. So we receive Jesus in his Word, communication.
That's right.
And then we receive him in the flesh, in the marital stage of it. So the first part, so we are invitation to Mass. Okay?
Yeah, right.
The first prayer we say is preparation. We look at ourselves and go,
That's right. Yeah.
I need some cleaning up before I have this encounter with our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sit down to hear him communicate with us, and we communicate back. Communication. But there's a shift.
Right.
So in that communication stage, it's like he says, will you be mine? And we stand up and say the creed, yes, I will. I believe in one God. And we are professing, in a certain sense, our vows to be a faithful Catholic and to be one with him. Then there's a shift. Now it's marital.
Yeah.
And the presentation of the gifts, we are presenting ourselves with Christ to the Father. This is the bride and the bridegroom together. Consummation. He gives us his body. We open up like a bride to receive him into our very bodies.
Yes.
And we have new life generation, new life in us.
Right.
And we are transformed, transformation. We're so filled with love after receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. We go out into the church parking lot and we let everybody go ahead of us.
I don't know where you go to church.
I know. Okay, thank you. So here's the thing.
Right.
We are going through the motions.
Right.
We don't know what we're doing. We don't know where we are. We don't recognize or see the magnificent mysticism of what's going on in the Mass.
Right, right.
Anyway.
It's good to be Catholic.
Oh, it's great to be Catholic.
Kevin, somewhere, I don't know where, you are on with Rose Sweet. Kevin, your question? Am I pushing all the wrong buttons today or something? Kevin, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can. Hello? You're on with Rose Sweet.
Yes. Hello. I've been married 23 years, and just recently, a year ago, this month, I came back to the church.
Mm.
And before getting married, I met with the priest, and I didn't understand the sacrament as I do now of marriage. And I was like, oh, I'm in love. I don't need somebody to tell me I need to wait 6 months for pre-Cana. Well, It's true. You do need it. And I didn't recognize that till coming back to the church and understanding the sacrament and the covenant. And I made some bad choices several years ago. And since I came back to the church, I confessed those to my wife. And now we've been separated for seven months. And I don't know how. Mm. She says I don't show remorse, guilt, regret. And I do, but it's not to her satisfaction, and it's driving me crazy because I feel that if I keep eating this up, I'm going to go crazy. So I just offer it up to the Lord, and it's in his hands this way. I feel it, but I don't know how else, because she feels that I should do whatever she says, and if that means leaving the church, I'm leaving the church. I can't do that.
No.
And I'm just trying to get some advice as far as what I can do.
Kevin, I'm really glad you called. First of all, I'm sorry for this difficult situation, but let me ask you a question. If the engine in your car just blew up, would you just offer it up to the Lord?
You'd repair it.
Hello. So you would go get an expert. You would spend the time. You would change your schedule. You'd dig into your savings account and you'd spend money that you supposedly don't have, because it's so important that you would invest time, energy, and effort into it, okay? So you have to do the same in a troubled marriage. You know, on a radio call-in, we can't even begin to get into what's really going on there, but it's worth the fight. It's worth getting good professional help, get a good therapist, a good spiritual director, find a wise and holy priest who can help you through this. Email me after the show, rose@rosesuite.com, and I will help you to the degree that I can. But take a deep breath. Because our Lord loves you, you're not alone, and you're going to get through this one way or the other, and the church will stand behind you regardless of what happens.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very, very much. Let's try to get as many of these as we can before the top of the hour. Teresa in Wisconsin, listening to EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio. Teresa, you are on with Rose Sweet. Your question, please.
Yes, my question is, I just turned on the radio. I don't think I've ever heard of Rose Suite before, ever. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in hearing more about who you are. I personally can share with you that I consecrated my life to Christ through Mary in the Youth Mission for the Immaculata. Program that Maximilian Kolbe started in 1977, and then in 1982, I went to his canonization in Rome. Real quickly, I prayed for a vocation, and I kept having this gentleman crop up in my mind, and turns out he was engaged to get married. Long story short, we got married 4 years later, so nothing is impossible with God. And I believe that gentleman, as much as I love him, has problems with alcohol. So I went to the 12-step program, Al-Anon, and I realized that I had to let go of our marriage, let go of my spouse, because he was with another woman at the time. And make a long story short, the program, the 12 steps, teach you to seek what God's will is for you, and to pray for the strength to carry out his will. And so I focused on that, and I chose to, even though I was separated from my spouse, chose to focus on my relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when I chose to do that, I found that I was able to even surrender easier my spouse's behaviors, my spouse's abandonment and everything else. And to make a long story short, 5 years later, we both made amends to each other, asked each other for forgiveness, and we chose to not look back, but to really live in the moment, the day, and to go forward. And I can't say enough about, when you have the difficulties in life, find out what the difficulty is and then deal with it. But having a relationship, personal especially, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is so important. I am also now a coordinator of an adoration chapel, and I'm sitting outside of the church because I got to go back. I got to go in there.
Teresa, thank you so much for sharing. We're almost at the top of the hour, Rose, if you want to take a few seconds to respond.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful witness. And I would just add that the relationship with Christ isn't just important. It's everything. It's everything. So thank you, Teresa. Thank you for that beautiful witness.
It's extraordinary, how she made the point that I was trying to make earlier. It's, you resist the surrendering, but it's after that you surrender that it all starts to work.
Right, right.
It's like, you know, a little...
It's like, okay, when you hang on it so tight like this, you're killing yourself, right?
Yeah.
When you let go, it stops hurting.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Good point, Rose Sweet. I don't know who you are, Rose Sweet, but I'm going to find out more about you.
I hope she's not with the IRS.
You can find out more about, if you want to find out more about Rose Sweet, go to rosesweet.com. I wasn't kidding when I said you should have her come out to your parish. I found out about Rose Sweet because I went to one of her talks one time and I said, I want to be near to that woman. What an extraordinary person. And what a disciple of Christ. Thanks for being with us, Rose. Yeah.
Thank you, Cy. It's my pleasure.
I don't know what to say. Happy Valentine's Day. Blessed Lent. Happy Ash Wednesday.
How about come back soon?
Come back soon, Rose.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
All right. Thank you. Tomorrow, open forum, 2 hours. Jimmy Akin will be here first hour. Don't miss that. That means any question that you have on the life, the faith, the history of the Catholic Church, they're all welcome. And you don't have to be Catholic to call. God willing, we'll see you then on Catholic Answers Live.